Welcome to the Soul Ties Podcast with love and life coach Dale Lawrence, helping you detox from toxic relationships.
Well, good day, everybody. It is the love and life coach Dale Lawrence, and I'm here with my co-pilot, my co-host, none other than the people's bishop.
The people's bishop. That's who I am. Yes, sir. The bishop for the people.
Bishop Kevin Foreman. I love the anticipation.
Listen, I love the drop there. I love the space.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You definitely had me on the edge of my seat. I'm up here checking. I'm like, uh-oh, do we lose him? Do we have a technical difficulty? But
I knew
we was on, so I said, you know what? He always, even though there's a certain tag I love, you being the people's bishop, you go switch it up every time. So I love it.
Got to keep it fresh. Just like this podcast. We keep it fresh. We keep it new. We keep it on topic. And today's topic is one of those topics.
Yes, because nowadays it definitely is the times.
Yeah. No, we got to explain that. Because you got to explain what
that was going to be inside. That's inside.
Oh, that's an inside joke. Okay. I got it. Okay.
It's our thing.
Got it.
So just know when you hear us saying the times at any point, it could be a good thing. It could be something to pay attention to. It could mean so many things, but only Bishop and I know what it means.
Yes, sir. It's an inside joke. Okay, let's do this. If enough people ask about it, I think we should tell them.
I agree.
Let's do that. I think if enough people, here's what we need them to do. One, we need them to give us a 5-star review on the podcast, because if something, we know that they're blessed by the content. And then two, we need to get some fan mail from them. We need to get some emails from them saying, I want to know about the times. I want to know about it. And if we get enough, I think we let them in on it.
I'm down for that. And I'm going to go ahead and put the number, since I'm the 10 man, I'm going to put the number on 10. If we get 10 references, 10 inquiries about the times, then we'll tell you what that's all about. But today we got a topic that you see, why dating sucks.
Ha! I love it.
Man, look. I love it. First and foremost, shout out to our Soul Tie Soldiers worldwide, especially my VIPs. And I have a VIP-er who sent me an EM, not a DM, but an EM, electronic message. But,
I like it.
Yeah. And wanted to know about why enough men out there, especially kingdom men, are not doing the work that it takes to heal and detox, because you got a lot of kingdom women out there that, you know, complain all the time about ain't no good men out here. It's hard to find a good man. And it's hard to find a man that ain't a narcissist or toxic. Oh, I know you hear it, Bishop. I know you hear it.
Absolutely. And everybody's talking about it.
Right. So let's see if we can help the sisters and the brothers. Because I would like to chime in and say, hey, it's a lot of toxic women out there.
Right.
That are not doing what they need to do to heal and detox. But let's first start with the men, because it's Men's Month here at the Soul Ties Podcast. So we own the men this month. So let's start with the men. Bishop, why do you think? Let's start first with the obvious elephant that has always been in the room. Men don't go to church on a large scale. Why is that?
You know, great question. And the reality is I disagree with the statement. When people say men but men don't go to church. That's not true. Years ago, I read this book called Why Men Hate Going to Church. And it talked about how it is true that more women go to church than men. But it is untrue that men don't go to church. Right. So that's number one. We got to words matter. So we have to contextualize that properly. Okay. Number two, the reality is that, let me ask you a series of questions. One, if you were to go to a PTA meeting, who's going to be there? The mom or the dad?
The mom.
If you go to the grocery store right now, what are you going to see more of?
Women.
If you turn on ads right now, the ads are going to speak mostly to?
Women.
Women. If you look at car commercials right now, the car commercials outside of pickup trucks are going to speak directly to?
Women.
Women and families, right? SUV, put your family in, get your kids in, right?
Right.
Everything in world culture mm-hmm. skews towards women. Men tend to deal more with the kids. Women tend to have more say over what happens financially, be it good, bad, right, wrong, and different. The reality is everything in culture is bent toward women. So the truth is, when you see people say, well, you know, you got more women than men, well, it's always been that way. Jesus had more women that ministered to him. Some of them who were unnamed, you saw the 12 that were running things. But then the Bible says he had women that ministered to him from his substance. Who were the first ones to go see about him after he had been in the tomb? It was women. Mm. Who was standing right there while he was on the cross? You want to know how many men were there? One, John. The rest were women. So the truth is that that is a great thing to celebrate the fact that women make it happen. If God wants to birth something in the earth and not just a child, but anything throughout scripture, you see that he used a woman to birth it. So I just think you have to properly contextualize that, because most everything is women in culture. And as we continue to move forward in culture, you're seeing it happen more and more and more, where women are taking more dominant roles in a variety of different things. And that's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother day. But, you know, to deal with that off the top, the truth is women are doing more of everything. Women are in management. Women are in leadership. You got women pastors. You got women preachers. You got all of that. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying it's a disingenuous statement to say, why ain't men in the church? Whoa, number one, that's not true. There are. You got two of them right here. There are. And let's also go here. And to be a man that's in the church doesn't mean that you have to be a non-assertive, weak, jellyback man. Let's go there, too. You can be a strong alpha. Jesus was a strong alpha style male who got things done, made things happen. And while he was strong, he was also meek. Meek doesn't mean weak. It means submissive. And he made that happen. So I just think we got to properly deal with that question, because people like to say that. And that's not true. You don't say that about your job, which has a majority of women. You see what I'm saying? You don't say that about your insurance company, who has a majority of women. You know, just don't go there. Thing that you don't indict anything else for.
Awesome. Okay, well then let's get into the healing portion of detoxing. Why women are saying, hey, there are not a lot of men out there that are healed, detoxed, they're narcissists, they're toxic, just bad men.
That's the question?
Why are kingdom women, Christian mm-hmm. women, having mm-hmm. a hard time finding healed kingdom men?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of toxic men and a lot of toxic women. I think you got to ask yourself this question. If you keep meeting toxic, what's in you that's drawn to it? Mm. I'll drop the mic. If you keep meeting toxic, at some point you need to ask yourself, why are you attracted to bleach?
Mm.
You know, part of healing means your appetite changes.
Okay.
What you desire changes, which means which means there's certain things you can see without ever having to have a conversation. Ain't nobody gonna say that to me right now. There are certain things you can see and say, I've met that person before. I don't even need to have a conversation beyond God bless you. I've met that spirit before, right? I know that spirit. I'm good. I'm good. I've got nothing but no love lost. I'm good, but I've met that before. So there's a lot of toxic men, a lot of toxic women. Let's define toxic. It means you contain something that's poisonous that can cause death or injury. You contain something that's poisonous that can cause death or injury. So what does that mean? That is, it means the injury can be to you emotionally. The injury can be to you literally in a physical way. The injury can be to you emotionally. Death can be something, right? When you meet toxic people, they pull you away from God. When you meet toxic people, they pull you away from spiritual principles. So now you're so into them that you lose your quote into Godness. And I want to go here because for many people, when you really think of toxic, a great biblical example of this is Delilah. And Delilah is a spirit, right? So she's not just a woman, she's a spirit. So she can be a man or a woman. You want to know what her name means? Can I get a drum roll? Oh, well, give me the trap drum roll. No, give me the trap drum roll. No, give me the hood, you know, drum roll. There you go. So guess what? Delilah's name means one who weakens or makes poor.
Wow.
AKA toxic.
Get him.
So what happened? Samson was drawn to Delilah. You want to know what the Bible says? He loved her. It never says she loved him. So the question is, what in him was drawn to toxic? It's literally revealed in his father's name. They were from Manoah, and Manoah in Hebrew means wasps. You know what a wasp is? I thought a wasp was an insect, like a bee, like a fly. Right. A wasp isn't an insect. You want to know what a wasp is? It's a parasite. Which means something in him was drawn to what took from him. Something in him was drawn from what literally parasite to leech off of, to take from. So that's a great example of it. Delilah was toxic, but so was Samson. And guess what? And Samson was a man of God. Come on here. Man. And Samson was a mighty warrior. And Delilah, we don't know. We know that she fooled with the Philistines. We don't really know a lot about her background. We just know what she did to him. So the truth is, to your question of why aren't people doing what's necessary to be healed, if you were to ask Samson, he'd say, I don't need to be healed. I'm good. If you were to ask Delilah, why aren't you doing what you need to be healed? Delilah would say, I don't need to be healed. I'm good. So could the issue be that most people who think they're healed really still need healing?
Man, how would they know? How would they even know if they think that they're healed?
Great question. I would say three things. Number one, do you like being around you? Because if you don't, that's a sign you're toxic.
Oh man.
If you don't like being around yourself, you're poisonous to yourself.
Now, what's an indicator of that? A one that doesn't like being around themselves.
Great question. You can't be alone for an extended period of time without getting on the phone, without calling somebody.
That's good.
Somebody around, without having somebody come over. Without, and again, that's not saying there's something wrong with being social, but there is something wrong with thinking that having moments of solitude is torture. For some people, solitude is torture. It's torture. And let's go here, because I know it's some, I just heard somebody in their head saying, see, yep, I'm good because I like being by myself. I don't like being around people. That could also mean that you're so poisonous that the moment anybody interacts with you, you create harm.
Wow.
So you can't go to either extreme to say, well, I like being around by myself. That means I'm good. Or, well, you know, I got to have somebody that means I'm not good. You can't go to either extreme. You just got to say, do I like being around myself?
Yeah.
And if I don't, what about me? What about me do I need to change to where I can go to the movies by myself? I can go eat by myself. But even if you're married, right? Even if you're married, you still have to have that individuality, because if you don't like and enjoy you and everything about you is wrapped up into them, you're going to become a leech. You're going to become a wasp.
Right. That's good.
You know? So number one, do you like being around you? Here's number two. When people leave from around you, did you add value or did you subtract value? Can people say, you know what? I'm so glad that we were, you know, we hung out today. I'm so glad you're around me today. You know what? You make me better. I make you better.
That's good.
Or when you leave, are they like, thank you, Jesus. God, dog. Okay. Because I want to go deep here. You ready? Let's go deep. Let's go deep, because here's the deal. Some things are only toxic to some people. Here's what I mean by that. The other day, I had a moth flying through my home, it was making all this noise, and so I heard it. And I was like, how did the moth even get in here? Somebody must have opened the door, something like that. Moth got in. So, because they're doing some work in my home. So I get the bug spray. I spray the spray. Now, here's the thing. That spray, to me, in the dose that it was sprayed, is not toxic. To that moth, it was deadly.
Woo! Yes, sir.
Okay, so same thing with people. See, sometimes, but you're toxic. No, just to you, because we're not a fit. Yeah. Just to you. Because we don't have a future together. Our personalities may clash. Our values may clash. You see what I'm saying? There may be things like that that are toxic to you. So before you indict a person, this is so good. Before you indict a person for being fully toxic, maybe they're just toxic to you.
Man. Oh, this is good, baby.
This is good. This is good. So number one, do you like being around you? Number two, do you add value after you've been around people? And then here's the third thing that I would say to know if there's some toxicity is if you get emotional in any way, discussing anything about your past is an indication that not only is there toxicity, but there are still open wounds.
Open wounds. Go there.
Open wounds. Sure. So, and let me be clear, because some people say, no, I don't get emotion. I have zero emotion. The absence of emotions is called vacant emotion, and vacant emotion is an emotion. So what do I mean by that? To somebody, you know, it's one thing to say, well, I'm not moved by it. You know what? I look back, thank God for it. You know what? It helped bless me. That's different than, you know what? I don't have no feelings towards that person. As far as I'm concerned, they're dead to me. That's an emotion, sir. That's an emotion, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Vacant emotion. Which means what you have done to cope is to pretend as if it didn't happen. My God. For pretending like it didn't happen, you actually created an emotion called no emotion.
Woo.
Right? Woo. All right. So if you can't discuss anything about your past without having some form of emotionalism, it's also an indication there's an open wound, something's not healed. And what does that mean? It's toxic. Why? Because you ready? Anything on an open wound. Why do they have us to have band-aids and stuff like that? Because depending on how big the wound can become infected. Why? Because bacteria, germs, etc., can get into the wound. And what's interesting to me is that a lot of the times, you know how they'll say you need to cleanse where the wound is. You need to put some alcohol, put some sort of the stuff that burns and sizzles. Peroxide. Peroxide.
Witch hazel.
Got to do all of that. What's interesting about that is that what they'll do is they'll say, all right, you need to cleanse that, and not just the wound, but around the wound. Why? Because the bacteria that could infect the wound are already on the skin. Which means you already have some things that are on the surface of you. Wounded deep enough, what's already on you can get in you. Woo! What's already on you can get in you, and then when it gets in you, it can be toxic to you.
Wow.
Woo! That's great.
Woo!
There's so many, man, and I'm not even saying this like, I hope nobody hears my heart the wrong way. Like, yeah, I'm not saying this like, this woman out here killing. No, these principles out here killing. Like, these are just amazing principles. So, those are three things to know whether or not you're toxic.
Yeah.
Those three.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, ladies, this month is going to be power packed with information as we celebrate men as well as educate men on how to be better men. Salute to all of my fathers and all of your fathers, whether they be both natural and spiritual. Make sure you celebrate them. And celebrate your boy, because all month long, it's my birthday month.
It's your birthday. You're going to party like it's your birthday. It is your birthday. Hold on. Let's stop real quick. Just for a second. We got to do this.
Let's go.
I think around every birthday, it's a time to be reflective. It's a time to be introspective. What would you say this last year of life taught you? And then what are you looking forward to in this next year of life? Is something everybody, all our listeners should do that.
Yeah.
And what did the last year teach me? What am I going to do in the next year?
What this year, this last trip around the sun, as they say, has taught me is that God is with me. Sometimes, you know, we can say that, we can read that, we can sing that, but sometimes we don't believe it until it is shown or something happens to where, and because this year has been, you know, I quote the writer Charles Dickens, the best of times and the worst of times. You know, it's been great as far as me getting my doctorate, me being featured on WeTV, Marriage Bootcamp, the Stella Award appearance. But then it's been the worst of times with, you know, my mother getting stage 4 cancer and dealing with the issues with her health and things going on with her and my family. So it's been like a roller coaster, man. But through it all, God is with me. He's with us. He's with my family, you know. And what I want to see in the next year is more of his greatness manifested in my life, triggered by my faith, because my faith went up this past year. I believe on another level due to me being a witness to how good he is in the midst of just the worst kind of news that I could get, or tragedy, right? And just seeing him work through that and being a present help. Now I'm expecting greater. Because my faith is on a greater level.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I love that. And we celebrate you. I want to encourage people to sow into you. You should always bless something that blesses you. And I'm a sower. You know, don't you ever judge somebody's harvest if you haven't seen their seed. I'm a sower. I believe in sowing. The scripture teaches, given it shall be given unto you. You know, a lot of people pray for money. Bible never says to do that.
Mm. Wow.
You know what it says to do?
What?
Lease so you can see increase. It's got to leave your hand so it can go into your future to play in your harvest. And I want to encourage people to sow into you as you are even getting ready. You know, 50 is a number of jubilee. It's a number of celebration. I want to encourage people to sow $50. $50. Think about $50. $50 is dinner. But let's look at you providing this podcast. How much of a blessing this is. $50 is what? Now, what, a half a tank of gas? Listen.
Man, look, a quarter.
For a Honda.
A quarter. You know, quarter, you know, for me.
Quarter tank of gas. Man. You know, but I think the reality is you have to sow into what sows into you. You have to be a blessing to what blesses you. And I want to encourage listeners. I want to encourage you to sow just a $50 seed to say, I'm celebrating with you. That's what 50 means, celebration, jubilee, party, you're right, excitement. To sow a $50 seed and just say, this is your birthday seed. I'm sowing into you because you provide content that blesses me, that speaks into me. So I want to encourage everybody who can, everybody who will, which should be anybody that has been blessed by this, to sow. And how do they sow? How do they get that seed to you?
That's Cash App, Venmo, The Soul Ties, THESOULTIES, or go to the website, thesoulticesmovement.com/donate. And I appreciate each and every one of you, and especially you, Bishop, for even doing that. That wasn't even on the protocol.
No, it was not. But it's but it's always in order. Just kind of just for this principle for everybody. When you release, you see increase. And when you bless what blesses you, what happens is then it's multiplied back to you. And that's Bible. And that's just the principle that I've seen. That's a principle that I have literally lived out in my life. And people look and say, oh, Bishop, you've done this, you've accomplished this, you've done this. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm just getting started. I mean, I don't feel like I've even scratched the surface of what I'm going to do. Right. And you know how that happens because I'm a sower. It happens because I'm a giver. It happens because I always put myself in a position to bless who blesses me. So again, I want to encourage you. Let's give it to him one more time. Yes, not on the protocol. Yes, we didn't talk about it, but it's right and it's in order. Just sow $50. Awesome. So you said, you may say, Bishop, I don't have 50 bucks to sow. Get as close as you can to it. If you got 42, put drop 42. If you got 22, put 22. Listen, it's the times for you to sow.
Come on now. It's
for you to sow. Give it to him one more time. Because I'm that guy that needs you to tell me twice. You can't tell me once. I need you to tell me twice because the first time you were talking, I was taking out my phone to get ready to give.
Oh, praise God. The Soul Ties on Cash App and Venmo or thesoultiesmovement.com/donate. God bless you, Bishop. God bless everybody listening. And all of this month, power packed for the men. But you already know you can only get the weekly podcast if you're a VIP member. So VIP member, you get all the exclusive interviews and access to the weekly podcast. Right now, what we do for the free is just once a month. But if you want to get deep, 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 deep into the interviews and so many great things that we do, you want to sign up for that VIP access. That's go to Ford. Go to thesoultiesmovement.com/detox VIP, and you can go ahead and subscribe to that. So thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back next month, same bat time, same bat channel, giving you the business on relationships. This has been the Love and Life Coach, Dale Lawrence, and the People's Bishop.
The People's Bishop.
Bishop Kevin Foreman saying peace and love, y'all. And we'll see you next time on the Soul Ties Podcast.
Let's go.
Thank you for listening. We would like to bless you with the Soul Ties Stimulus Package, which includes the Detox eBook, message, and exclusive podcast episode. Text Soul Ties, SOULTIES, to 888-756-8681.